He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It wasn't that he met up with friends on a Wednesday night, or ordered a burger with no pickles and fries on the side. It was that he had a few drinks and then got behind the wheel. He lost his license and his freedom. But that wasn't all that was lost that night. A message from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Drive sober or get pulled over. SaveMoLives.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
I like the way she says doggy.
Doggy.
And a little doggy in westerns, isn't that cattle?
Round up
the doggies, that's cattle. He works on cattle. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doug works on everything. If you have a camel at your house, he could come work on a camel. A giraffe. I don't think I'm talking to too many of you, but he could do that. He is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You'll call, your name will go on the screen, and you'll get to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. No charge. Good vet advice. 314-969-KTRS. Or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I have no idea what's going on here. We had him on. We're supposed to call back. Where the heck is it?
I don't know.
This is very embarrassing.
Somewhere else doing vet stuff.
This is why...
Can somebody tell me what the hell is going on?
I'm trying to figure it out, Lauren.
We're trying to figure it out.
This is why we're 20th in the market. This is why we are the 20th rated radio station.
Word on the street is your show's in the crapper.
Well, this is why. Things like this. Things just like this. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Like a lot of times a CEO or the President of the United States will say, hey, it stops here. It's my fault. In this case, this is not my fault, so I'm not taking the blame. The buck doesn't stop here. What's the story?
I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. I'm fighting it.
I can't either, Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that was quick.
Hey.
That was real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. What happened,
hey,
doctor?
How is everybody?
Where were you, doctor?
I'm playing vet, being crazy, and working my butt off.
Okay. We just need you a couple of minutes earlier, or we kind of get...
Okay, right. This was a total accident.
There's an expression, we get our something in a ringer, and I can't remember what that expression is.
I wanted to tell you that I am AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear. The lines are all lit up. We have plenty of calls. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's start with Phil. Phil, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing? Hey, how are you? I'm doing okay. I have a couple quick questions for you.
Go ahead.
One of them is I've got a dog that's kind of a freak, and here's what happened.
Well, that's a nice thing to say about your dog.
Well, you'll know why after you hear.
Okay.
He's kind of a mixed breed. He's got a pink and black tongue and a tail that curls over his back. But when he gets scared, he shoots juice out of his rear end.
What?
Oh,
what?
Juice.
Can we talk about this on the radio like that?
Yeah, I get nervous. When I get nervous, I do that.
Oh,
holy shit.
What is, doctor, what is that?
That is the anal gland, okay?
Right, and they stink real bad.
We've talked about that structure before on the radio.
Hold on. Whoa, hold on here. You both guys are talking at the same time, and you don't realize you're talking over each other. Doctor, go ahead.
When animals get nervous, dogs in particular, cats have the structure as well, they can squeeze and kind of constrict, and that material will come out. And that's kind of a defense material. And it smells horrible, and it's used to mark their territory when they poop normally.
But it can also obviously be used to deter, like, some animal trying to chew on them.
So that's what it is. And you can have your vet keep that clean and emptied on a regular basis just by palpating it, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that, Phil.
Well, is that why they look like they're peeling out after they go to the bathroom to try and squeeze those glands?
Yeah, that's true. In the wild, if you go out in the wild and you see, like, poop from the raccoons and the foxes and stuff, coyotes, it's always very dry. But we produce diets that create a soft poop, and it doesn't express those glands as it's emptying through the tract.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well,
is that too much information?
Yeah, Phil, thanks for starting us off with this topic.
Nice.
Hey, you're welcome. And, if he's really scared, he poops when he squirts, too. So.
Okay, good to hear that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad he
don't scare him anymore.
Threw that in there. Yeah, there's your answer. Don't scare him. This should be Barb. Barb, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Barb. How are you?
Fine. That last question is going to make me ill.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, real quick and easy question. I have a turtle.
Barb, you got to speak up a little bit. There you go.
I have a turtle. She's like a year old.
You didn't speak up.
No, he didn't. More volume.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, better.
Okay, I have a turtle. It's a year old, and it's real small. And I'm wondering if I should let her hibernate for the year because she is underweight. She's a tiny, tiny turtle.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, is she a water turtle, like the little water turtles that we get at the pet shops, or is she a little box turtle that you found outside?
Box.
Okay, the box turtles probably could benefit. You don't have to have them hibernate. You can set up like a little tub or something in your house, in your basement, keep a light on them and keep them from hibernating. If he's been really kind of small and not eating much, that might be a smarter thing to do and keep it eating through the winter. And then next year, maybe we give them an opportunity to hibernate. The other choice is to make a kind of mixture of peat moss and soil, like potting soil. Mm-hmm. Make it about 6 to 8 inches deep, and then you can let them kind of burrow into that and hibernate. Okay?
That was really gross, guys.
Nah, well, you're welcome. That's what we're here for.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barb. There goes Barb. And my wife has relatives. Their last name is Moss, and I always thought I'd name my kid Pete. If the family name was Moss, you need to have at least one kid named Pete Moss and put him in the landscaping business, the gardening business. Let's go to, let me get these right here. This should be Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I am AM and the PM. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What can I do you for?
Well, I have a purebred beagle. And towards this time of the year, late August, September, and now maybe early October, he gets like a rash on his bum and on his belly sometimes, comes back towards the rear end of the dog. I speculated, at first I thought it was maybe fleas, but he's on front line that I get from my vet.
Cheese.
No, fleas, rat boy, not cheese, fleas. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't think so. I think it's more likely related to the dry grass we have now.
Hey, doctor, we've kind of been through this before, too. You're on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Is it tucked under your chin or something? Because a while ago it was nice and clear, and now it's burnt like that.
How's that?
That's a little better. Go ahead.
It hasn't changed. I've just sit in the same position.
No,
anyway,
it did change. It did change considerably. It's a lot clearer.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, again, it doesn't sound like fleas. It sounds more like he's got a sensitivity to some kind of contact. He's coming, like possibly dry grass this time of year, or possibly a surface that he likes to play on. So you need to talk to your vet about some different therapies, one of which may be just simply an antihistamine. And then there are some products you can put onto the skin, or shampoos, or even oral products that may help to take away that kind of allergy response.
So I'd get over to the vet and let him get him fixed up and get some of that discomfort away for the dog, okay?
Well, very good. My vet has given me a script for a prednisone, and that certainly takes care of it. But part of the reason I'm calling is I thought I heard you last week or within the last couple of weeks mention you want to stay away from steroid stuff. Now, is that prednisone?
Well, prednisone is a steroid, and if you don't have to use steroids to manage these things, you don't want to. If you have to, and there's no other alternative responsive, then you can certainly use the drug. You just have to use it carefully, and most vets will put you on a loading dose, on a daily dose, and then they'll change it to an every other day dose, which is a lot safer. But there are alternatives he may want to consider, like some antihistamines you can give that are good for the skin, and again, some topical elements that you can use, as well as possibly a food supplement that would be good.
All right.
Very good.
All right, Tony, thank you for the call. This is Cindy. Cindy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Cindy.
My 13-year-old dog has been diagnosed on a scale of 1 to 6 with a number 5 heart murmur.
Oh, that's bad.
I've noticed that he has a cough where he's trying to clear his throat quite a bit. And sure. I'm wondering if you would recommend any type of medication.
Yeah, and I can't do that per se without knowing the dog. That wouldn't be legitimate. But I can tell you that if the dog has that kind of serious heart condition, what happens is, just as in humans with congestive heart failure, the heart can't work effectively, and the lungs are like a sponge, and all those little air pockets that are normally clear for air exchange now become filled with fluid. So some of the kind of medication categories they're going to use are drugs that are going to help the heart perform more effectively, just like in a human, and also drugs like diuretics that'll take the fluid off and help them be comfortable so you clear that and they don't feel like they have to cough. The most common times you'll see the problem is after they've been sleeping and they just wake up because their fluid dynamics have changed or if they've been exercising. So, yeah, you
right.
can do a lot of things with a lot of different medications to manage that, and I would get back to your vet and talk about those opportunities, okay?
And I just have a follow-up question on that.
Real quick.
She just listened to his heart through a stethoscope. Is that a sufficient test?
Well, no. If you really want to characterize the kind of disease you have, you do, just like a human again, you do an x-ray of the chest to see the condition of the lungs and the heart. You do an EKG, just like a human, and you can also do what's called an echocardiogram. It's an ultrasound, and those three tests together are what make up a proper heart evaluation testing, and then that helps you define what's going on with the heart, which then helps you decide which medications are going to be most appropriate to get the best effect.
All right, Cindy?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds to me like Cindy, like so many other people, their vets don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if they really trusted them and thought they knew what they were doing, why would they be calling him? Get rid of your vet.
Yeah. You need to go to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, go to Dr. Doug. Get rid of that numbskull.
Yeah, we'd love him.
Let's bring Reggie in here. Reggie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you doing today?
Good, Reggie, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
That's the way to be. Right. Way to be, Reggie.
Dr. Doug, I have a beautiful Akita. He's
I love Akitas.
Four months old, very smart animal. He does a lot of fetching and stuff like that, but he's kind of hyper, and I want to work on discipline or obedience. What's a good age to start looking to kind of calm him down some?
You said he's 4 months old now?
Yes.
I would be starting now. You can best with that kind of dog because they are so intelligent and they are pretty high strung, and of course they can be big and strong. I would definitely work with a professional trainer of sorts to kind of start working and get the best out of the dog so that you can have the best pet you can have. And Akitas are, if you know much about them, they're a Japanese breed that is part of their culture is considered kind of a very, very special dog, both culturally and spiritually. So I think you got a neat dog there. They are amazing, but they do need some management. And I think the best thing to do, get a professional trainer. If you need some help, we can always make references for some people. Okay?
Okay, sounds great, and I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
For the service, Doc.
Thank you, Reggie. Thanks for the call. Let's get one more in here. That's going to be Steve. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you very much for being on AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
I have a small Shih Tzu loss of the hicks. And he is finally went totally blind, but he's handling it real well. How do I know he's not in pain? I mean, I'm worried about these eyes. They just don't look good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the condition is, if they're cataracts that are formed because of something in his metabolism, like diabetes or whatever. There are a lot of things to rule out, but typically those kind of changes do not create pain, okay? So I wouldn't guess that he is in pain for that reason. He, you know, usually signs of pain are going to be his behavioral patterns change. He doesn't want to eat as much. He's kind of acting lethargic, or he's sensitive to light or whatever. So there's a lot of things that you can assess, or your veterinarian can help you assess to make sure he's not in any physical pain. But my guess would be, at best, he might have some disorientation or confusion at times, and I have that myself. So I'm not sure.
Well, thank you very much. I'll keep an eye on that. Thank you for your help. Right. Keep an eye on it. I get it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. you know, what a drag to be a blind dog. Because humans can go to a school, you know, like the blind school, learn how to use a cane and whatever. Your dog, you're just going to start bumping into stuff.
Well, you know, if it's cataracts, he might be able to have that surgically fixed.
Well, we don't have enough time, but I was going to mention to him, my mother-in-law has a Shih Tzu, and you took his eye out. What is the deal with these Shih Tzus and their eyes going bad?
Well, you know, they're exposed eyes. They're the kind of dogs that have these bulging eyes.
Yeah, those bug-eyed dogs.
They're prone to damage.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing, having your eyes bug out. Like, all those dogs look like, what's her name? Tori Spelling. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Doctor, we'll do it again. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you all.
All right,
Love you all.
Thank you, Doctor. He loves us, and not in that way. Dr. Doug Pernicol.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way. Brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. When we come back, had a listener, named Craig, who, and one of the things about turning into an old person that happens to you is you get a big kick out of...
Dang!
Be quiet, Lauren. You get a big kick out of looking back at things that were around when you were a kid or even before. And this listener, Craig, sent me some... They're out of either the Globe Democrat, the Post-Dispatch, the St. Louis paper. The paper is yellow, but they're actual newspapers. I'm going to share with you some of these ads. This is always so much fun to go back and realize it wasn't that many years ago when I've got ads here for apartments, like 3- and 4-room apartments for $80 a month.
You know, wow.
It's pretty interesting, and especially a recliner ad from, remember this name, Lammerts.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I'll share with you. We'll do that when we come back. First thing we need to do, one of the things about this time, like late 50s, some of these newspaper things are from 57, there's some from 68. When did credit cards come around? Wasn't that in the 60s? The first, it was Master Charge before it was MasterCard. Yeah. I know that because we had a Master Charge. That was the first one. And I want to say 60s.
Well, yeah, because stores had 70s. Just their own store credit.
They had revolving credit.
Where you would just have a running tab and you pay at the end of the month or whatever.
Right. I remember it was a big deal the day we got, you know, my dad came home, opened a revolving credit account at Sears, and then cards came along. And it was a good thing and it was a bad thing. It still is a good thing and a bad thing. It's convenient. Now, here's my card. What happens to a lot of people, though, and it happened to us, too, when we were first married, was you start not keeping track of how many times somebody ran that card through. And the next thing you know, you got a bill you can't pay. So you start making a monthly minimum payment. You get in the habit of that, and that's a bad habit to get into. You don't want to get into that habit. The card company wants you to get into that habit. They want you to get real comfortable paying that minimum payment because the interest rate is out of sight. And the average, and you can go look, Google it, look at any article, and they'll tell you, in this country, the average credit card debt for each household in this country, average, if that household paid the minimum payments, it's at least 20 years before you get the thing paid off. Based on the average number of charge cards and the average debt of, I don't know, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to pay all that interest. It's not deductible. It's not like the interest on your house payment, which brings us to American Equity Mortgage. Let them, if you're a homeowner, let them pay them off. Now you roll it into your house payment. You got yourself a nice deduction and a low interest rate. Everybody wins. American Equity Mortgage. Do not confuse their number with any other sound-alike or look-alike number. It's 314-878-9999, or you can find out more at AmericanEquity.com.
As we head up in the air to Tim Weiland, who's checking out the traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. Took off a couple of minutes ago and looked at eastbound 64, and that's starting to get slow right around Grand or just a little bit east of Grand. It really only goes to Union Station. Then you just had that right lane where it starts going over the Poplar Street Bridge. You look pretty good on eastbound 5570 through 64. Eastbound 70 now is slowing from Shreve to about St. Louis Avenue before it finally opens up. And at last check on the cameras, we're heading up that way now to look at live. Look at it live, but at the cameras when I took off, it looked like eastbound 270 was slowing from 367 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get great prices on brand new 2012 Chevy like Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse during the Chevy Truck Month. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Thursday morning. Brad Garrett will have the latest on the Benghazi terrorist attack. What really happened? Steve Portnoy will preview the vice presidential debate. Joe Manis will talk local politics. And Lewis Reed wants to be your next mayor of St. Louis. All will be stopping by. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Florissant your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Florissant parties into the fall with a Wednesday night out at Handel's Cafe with live jazz among several of our favorite historic landmarks. The best block party in the state is our fall festival on St. Francis Street from Florissant Road to the famous St. Ferdinand Shrine, with fun for the whole family, including the world-famous Bob Cuban Brass. Don't forget our famous Veterans Day Parade. Come join the fun and see for yourself why Florissant's the place we love to call home. Maybe you should, too. Visit www.florissantmo.com to learn more about the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
If you're a woman over the age of 25 and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for a risk-free radio offer. Do you lose hair when you use your hairbrush? Can you actually see your scalp? Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Do you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caronique. Call now, 1-800-500-2990. Caronique's hair regrowth solution fights hair loss. It contains the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Plus, the Caronique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-500-2990 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-2990.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
IBM System X x86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hi, John Sinclair for Dave Sinclair Ford. I hope you're shopping for a great price on your next used car. A 12 Mustang with 9,000 miles at $19,988, that's a Best Buy in 150 miles. A 10 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS, four-cylinder automatic air, all-wheel drive, just $15,888. An 11 Chevy Cruze LT, automatic and air, $15,488. An 08 Kia Sportage, just $88,88. Thank you, and here's my address, Lindbergh and Lehme Ferry Road, or DaveSinclairFord.com.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou and this weekend's opponent. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550. KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend.
All right, Craig.
They're talking about you.
Thank you for the. I did find it. It's the Post-Dispatch. I'm about to read you is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Sunday paper, June 2nd, 1968. It's not a copy. It's the actual yellow. Why is newspaper? Why do all newspapers look like somebody peed all over them after? When does that happen? 5 years? 10 years? At
yeah,
a certain
man.
Point, it looks like they just peed on them.
Yeah.
They turn yellow. but this is the Post-Dispatch, and it's a Father's Day ad for a recliner, but not just a recliner. And the reason this caught my attention was my grandmother had one of these recliners, and tell me if you guys have ever been in one of these with a vibrator in the recliner, and it made the recliner vibrate. It'd rattle your teeth.
No.
Oh, yeah. And it was very relaxing, because if you sat in it and you flipped the switch, the vibrator would shake you, and then when you shut it off, if you did it for like 3 or 4 minutes, you shut it off, it's like the blood drained out of your body.
Yeah.
It was a neat feeling. It really was. This is an ad. The funny thing is, in this particular ad, they don't even... Okay, Lammert's. All right, Lammert's Furniture Store. It says Stratorester reclining chairs. Now, this is 1968, 99, 95, with a three-speed vibrator included free.
Whoa.
Here's the best part. It's a Father's Day, and it says, help Dad, get this, help Dad stay young and fit with a recliner.
Stay young and fit.
Boy, nowadays, you're called fat, lazy Americans if all you do is sit in a recliner and stay fit.
Dad can stay young and fit with a chair that gently vibrates as he reclines. It's our Father's Day gift at no extra charge. Two handsome chairs with the kind of man-size scaling that Dad will appreciate. Use Lambert's budget payment plan. And then they talk about, I love this, upholstered in glove soft V-I-N-E-L-L-E, Vinyl. It's not even real vinyl.
Ooh.
It's fake vinyl called Vinyl. Wipes clean of stains and soil. $99.95. And then there's a separate little thing on the vibrator. Three speeds, makes you feel like you're getting a gentle massage while you relax. And I love this. Everything now is wireless. It says cord for easy on-off switching. Now, here's an ad, also from the Post-Dispatch, 1968, for a counter girl. Part-time counter girl at Monsanto. Now, why would they need a counter girl?
What is she counting?
No, a counter, like work at the counter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess if you went to Monsanto, you walked up to a counter. Here's what it says. Short hours, permanent position in the the employee restaurant. Okay.
Oh.
Monsanto had a restaurant.
Oh.
And maybe they still do. I've never been to Monsanto. A permanent position in the employee restaurant, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday. Now, here's the best part. 1968. They specify the uniform size you must fit in.
Oh.
Uniform size 32 to 34. Now, I don't know what that means. Is that hips or is
I
that
guess
bust?
That's the hips.
I don't know.
Because that women's dress sizes, if you get into the 20s or certainly 30, you're a big woman.
Right.
So it can't be a size 34. It says uniform size 32 to 34. Maybe some lady who understands women's clothes and sizes could tell us what that means. But I'm guessing it means like chest measurement. They don't want you to be too busty because it'll, you know, cause guys to tongues to hang out. And they don't want you too flat-chested. So your uniform size should be 32 to 34.
Or it could be that that was the same size of the woman that they fired, that they got rid of.
They
don't
want to
buy
one uniform.
They didn't want to buy a new one.
Must have own transportation, liberal benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, excellent salary with merit increase.
Mm.
Apply building B between 9 and 4 Monday through Friday. Call Oxford 4-2650. I assume that's what OX is. Was that Oxford? I guess it's Oxford. Monsanto, 800 North Lindbergh, an equal opportunity employer. Here's an ad.
Oh, wow, they had to use that even back then.
Yeah, 68. Here's another ad from 1968. Now, it's in the like classified section where you're looking for jobs. It says, salad girl, part-time.
Oh.
Permanent position.
Tossing, maybe?
You see, you know, there are a few people who know what you just did.
What?
I know what you did, and it's filthy.
What?
Salad girl, part-time, permanent location, a permanent position, Creve Core location, some experience in variety and volume salad preparation.
Oh.
Monday through Friday, only 3 hours a day. Hey, this is perfect. This is like this job.
Yeah.
Uniforms furnished, excellent salary and fringe benefits, must have own transportation. That must have been a big deal back then, own transportation. Apply building B, 9 to 4. It's Monsanto again. It's another Monsanto job.
Wow.
Oxford 4-2650.
That's so what enough. Does that mean?
Hey, you know what? We ought to call this number, Oxford. See if that job's still open.
Yeah.
From 1968, they never filled that job.
What does that mean? So if you
you dial
take
O-X?
The bus? No. If you take the bus, is that not considered
but
your
see
own
that,
transportation?
I don't get that. If you get to work, what do they care
that
if you
seems,
have a car?
Yeah.
Now, that's a little bit weird. Here's an article from also the same paper, Post-Dispatch, 1968. I love this. This is an article written by a psychiatrist, and he's talking about again in 1968, how he is sick and tired of people thinking everybody is too heavy. Now, this is, what, 68 is, what, 450 years? How many years ago?
It is 45.
He says, we have created a false image of beauty. Boy, this could have been written today. We've created a false image of beauty as well as guilt feelings on the part of people who don't fit a certain mold. We've come to assume that the stature of a full figure and the pleasurable consumption of good food in quantity is sinful.
Wow.
I love this guy. I love the way he said that.
Well, that almost contradicts...
pleasurable consumption.
Those ads, I just saw an ad online. It looked like it was maybe in the 50s, and it had two women side by side with swimsuits on. But the ad was for something to make you heavier. It was like, are you tired of being too skinny and seeing... So this is not too much later.
He says... pets are reduced, and the poor brutes don't know why, and young girls have come to believe that a gaunt, emaciated, weak, and spindly pose will attract an eligible mate. What he's saying here is, put a little meat on.
Was this around the Twiggy era?
This would have been. It absolutely would have been around the Twiggy time. And then he says, he blames life insurance companies, who are aided by doctors that practice internal medicine for this situation. He says, the ample endowment of corpulent men and women reflects an intellect and soul. Hey!
Wow!
I'm intellectual.
We're smarter.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
I love the way this guy talks. He says, using their inner life, it unfolds itself in a flowering of social action and love. Meaning, you put a little weight on, you get more loving. We have many examples of this, he said, including Buddha, Winston Churchill, Grover Cleveland, Al Hurt, Santa Claus, and Peter Ustinov.
Al Hurt?
Yeah, well, Al Hurt was a big boy.
Yeah,
you need to take this article home tonight.
I am. I'm taking this and showing it to my wife. Okay, good for him. Now, this is a huge, almost full page out of the Post-Dispatch. Again, this is from 1958. This is good, and it's really yellow. And it's announcing, it says, tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m., calling all boys and girls up to 12 years old to enter the big super hula hoop contest.
Whoa.
Presented by WSAR Radio 1480 on your dial. I never heard of it. 1480.
Wow.
There's still a 1480. In cooperation with Kresge's, Newberry's, and Woolworth's. I believe all are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, October 4th, 2 to 4 p.m., postponed last Saturday because of rainy weather. The place, Market Street, next to City Hall. And then they have age groups, 4 to 7. Listen to these prizes. The grand prize, first prize, if in your age group you are the absolute best hula hooper of any hula hooper, $10.
Whoa!
Yeah. And then it says again, WSAR, 1480 on your dial. It'll be directed by Rita Sullivan. She's the Fall River Playground's recreational director. Contestants will be judged on originality, dexterity, and skill with the hula hoop. Winners will appear on the stage of the Empire Theater October 5th and receive free theater passes. Never heard of the Empire Theater. Register now, boys and girls, at Kresge's, Newberry's, or Woolworth. Now, I got one more here. This is, it doesn't even have the name of a, oh, yes, it does, Furniture Center. Boy, furniture ads were real big. It says, The Furniture Facts of War. Now, this is 1945, Post-Dispatch.
Ooh.
The Furniture Facts of War. There are no easy chairs in jungle canteens. There's no furniture in a foxhole. There are no beds in a bomber, which explains why Johnny Doughboy's memories and hopes return to his good American heritage, warmth, color, and comfort in the home of his heart. Godspeed the day of his return, Furniture Center.
Wow.
Pretty patriotic. Craig? thank you for the ads. And what I don't have a lot of time to do, but he also sent me, he sent me a copy of St. Louis Magazine, or some of it, from 1978. And it was one of those St. Louis magazines where they say what people earn around St. Louis. And it's got a whole bunch of people. Sherry Bank, Channel 2. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at these salaries from 1978. Radio and TV people, I think, made more in 1978. This business has just become...
Oh, it's, yeah,
I think so too.
Like almost unemployment is here. Sherry Bank, 1978, $45,000, but it gets better. Patrick Emery, who was probably, when he hit this town, I don't know that anybody has had a bigger impact than Patrick. He looked like a movie star. 1978, Patrick Emery was making $80,000 a year as a TV anchor. Who else do we have here? Cardinal Carberry, $3,600.
Wow.
Well, that's not very much. Professional baseball player, and they show Lou Brock's picture. Get ready for this insane athlete salary, $175,000.
Wow.
Which, by the way, 1978, that was insane. That was a big salary.
Yeah, now the minimum, I think, is... over a million?
It's I don't know if it is.
And if you were a cop in 1978, they have St. Louis, Melville, Webster Groves, Ferguson, Belleville, Ladue, and East St. Louis. And believe it or not, the highest paid cops in 1978, and maybe it's still the case, were in Belleville, Illinois, $12,800 a year to be a police officer. And sadly, they don't make a whole lot more than that. They really don't. You triple that, and that's about where you are now for cops. They're still... underpaid. All right, I want to talk to the ladies about Amini's, because I know that Amini's is certainly a place that kids love to go to, and dad loves to go there, and the boys in the family. But ladies, let me tell you something. If you're in the market for lighting, Jaffe Lighting, what a beautiful, beautiful lighting collection they have upstairs at Amini's. Area rugs. Area rugs are a big deal. Houses now like a lot of tile. They like a lot of hardwood floors, so they like area rugs. And I don't know of anybody who has more area rugs than Amini's. Maybe you want a machine-made rug and you only have $400 or $500. Fine, they have plenty. You want a handmade, hand-knotted, Asian, Persian. You got several thousand dollars you want to spend. They have those too, and plenty of them. So you got your lighting, you got your rugs, you got furniture. You have a beautiful home furnishings department upstairs, too, with wall art and accessories and tables and lamps. So if you think of Amini's as just pinball machines and arcade stuff and jukeboxes, yes, they have all that. But they have all kinds of other things to really dress your house up as we head into the holiday season. Don't forget, too, they have the lowest price slate pool table in the market. And that's tables that are slate, one-inch slate, starting at $999. It is all there at Amini's. You're going to have a great time. Go into Amini's, and if you want to say, just looking, I want to walk this store, please do, because you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. There is something that's going to make your house either more beautiful, more fun, or both at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's. Oh, it's in Chesterfield Valley, by the way, the big copper dome. You can't miss it. Amini's.com.
All right, we had a listener call with a couple of accidents on southbound 270. Tim Weiland's there. It'll fill you in on that and a lot more with traffic. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, it's causing a mess. We do have one accident before Tesson Ferry, north of Tesson Ferry, and the other one south of Tesson Ferry. They're all happening on southbound 270. Now, you're already stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry, but because of these accidents, the one before Tesson Ferry is blocking the left lane, the one after the two right lanes, so you're jammed back to Highway 44. We also had a report of an accident on eastbound 270 at 367. Now, you're slow from Newhall's Ferry to the Canal Bridge on eastbound 270. If you'd like to get around that, I checked the exit at rear or the entrance ramp at Riverview. It is open, so you can get off at West Forest and Washington Elizabeth, one of the Hall's Ferries, and take Dunn Road up to Riverview. Then you can kind of sneak on and get around the mess that's going to be backing up even worse. Also, westbound 70, you're heading now from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-DISH-NETWORK.
If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lipris and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, Lady Gaga was performing in Barcelona the other night when she got sick and barfed on stage. Now, they say she may have gotten a hold of a bad meat dress.
Barcelona. How about that?
Barcelona, indeed, yeah. This year, artificial snow at a resort in Arizona will now be made entirely of sewage water.
Oh.
Yeah, boy, you thought you hated doing a face plant on the slopes before, am I right? And according to a body language expert, when Paul Ryan's tongue hangs out of his mouth, it means he's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Contrast that to when Bill Clinton's tongue hangs out of his mouth, it means a female reporter just entered the room.
He's real comfortable.
Yeah. And finally, well, the Baltimore Orioles recently called up a 19-year-old pitching prospect. 19 years old. The kid's incredibly talented. His name is Dylan Bundy. And listen to this. He can throw 95 miles an hour while texting.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Those kids today.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Obviously sat up all night working on this one. Good job, Bill.
Thank you.
See you later. There he goes. The Playhouse is on the way with a joke and everything. Don't go away.